What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast.
All right, what's up, Survivor Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast, live stream edition on Facebook and YouTube. I'm your host, Jeff. I'm joined by Scott and Jason. Jason, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Doing all right. No number. I drank enough Monday night, so...
Yeah, for those of you who watched the Dome Patrol United podcast, Saints Throwback 2006 edition, you got a treat. it was one of the classic high number episodes, but we're all calmer and more sober toward the end of the season of Survivor. Scott, welcome to the show. Speaking of being calm and sober, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Sober for now. Plan on drinking shortly.
Oh, okay. One of those nights. Yes. Thursday. Oh, so yes. Is anybody working tomorrow?
I don't think it's a company holiday, but I don't think I'll be working.
I originally we didn't get off, but because of the tax deadline being extended, they gave us off on Good Friday. So usually we only get Good Friday if it's after April 15th.
Mm.
So. I mean, a lot of good. A lot of good it's going to do me. Like, where the fuck am I going to go tomorrow?
You're going to drink.
That's every day.
All right, then I can't help you. Well, any more than Jeff could help Adam and the tribal council. We'll get to that. This was one of the best tribal councils in a long time. But first, let's talk about the edge of extinction. Wendell got there. They had to. Did it feel a little lazy from the producer side? Like, yeah, let's just hide it where we hit it last year.
But I was thinking, how? And I guess maybe because they're as a returning player, they kind of dust up on their history. But like, how would they have even remembered that? Like, I've watched every season for a long time. I would have had no recollection of. Oh yeah, that's where it was. Now, obviously, I'm not playing the game. It's different.
See, when you weren't looking, the producer said, hey, do you remember that episode?
They probably looked for like 7 hours and were like, oh, this is stupid, guys. And then finally somebody was – they had to start giving – you know, like you got to give hints a little bit.
Look over here.
Caca, caca, caca. Hey, you guys.
up here.
That's exactly what I think happened.
Probably.
Eh, it's nice that they shared the reward with everybody on the.
Yeah. I don't know how smart that was. I mean, it was nice, I guess, of her to do it, but I mean, couldn't she have used those fire tokens for an advantage in the next.
She must have been that hungry.
Well, but also, maybe she realized that she's probably not going to beat, you know, she's not going to win that challenge regardless. And
why is she there? Why don't she pull a Sandra?
Because you don't want to quit.
She's not a quitter, Jeff.
Right.
She's not a quitter like Sandra.
But
she's too busy doing yoga on the beach in the morning.
Something like that is interesting. You know, whoever gets back in the game. So far you still got Tyson back in who was on Extinction and somebody else is going to get it back in. And everybody's on the jury. Is that, you know, or that's part of the reason that some people complain about Extinction Island and what happened the last time. The dude came back and he won because he made friends with everybody there. Because everybody's on the jury, you know, maybe that's why she wants to share, you know, kind of build camaraderie there because whoever gets back in the game, you could potentially have all these votes thrown at that person. I don't necessarily like it. I didn't like it when it happened last time and that guy won. But it's just something to think about.
I mean, it's a strategy for sure. I didn't even, you know, it's one I didn't even think of that. Interesting.
All right. What do you think? Fallout from last week's vote. Whenever they came back and Nick was pretty miffed but ready to go scorched earth. Michelle. Okay, you asked me last week why I don't like Michelle. Mm-hmm. You get it yet? Just her general, the way she talks, her tone, her everything just aggravates. She's just the way she talks, all like, I don't know. It's just
that's how I felt about Sandra.
Yeah, but at least Sandra didn't.
I just didn't like her.
Yeah. I mean, I get why you wouldn't like Sandra. I mean, she is arrogant and she thinks her shit doesn't stink, and maybe you might think undeservedly so, but then you do have to admit the fact that she's the only person to win this game twice, so you could see why she likes to say the queen stays the queen until somebody unseats her.
She's I don't mind Michelle personally.
Yeah. I'm not pulling for her. You know, I didn't think she should have won her season, and I'm just not pulling. There's plenty of other people I would rather see win.
Okay,
put it that way.
I agree. Yeah, like all of them. But if I had to choose,
right. I did slip that in there.
This yeah. week.
You know, I guess she's kind of on the outside looking in. It seems like her, Adam, and Nick were kind of on the outside of everybody else. I don't know. Because they weren't, well, at least her and Nick, because they weren't included in that decision. Which doesn't really, I guess, bode well for her. Or Nick. I mean, Nick got quite a few votes.
Yeah, I think at this point, unless it's one of those, like, just like how Denise was going to be voted out last week, and this week she wasn't even on anybody's radar.
Yeah.
That's the only way that Nick's going to be saved is if they have that short attention span and they're moved. Like now that they, it's kind of like if you've got three people, we got to chip it down to two or one, you know, before we move on to the next. And you just kind of keep chipping away at these blocks so that you keep your majority. So like Nick may not be a threat because he doesn't have anybody working for him. So it is, I think, conceivable that he survived and they're now going to go to, I'm trying to think, I don't know though, because Tony's plan is starting to gain traction. The hot, like he put high profile. So it last week, as much as I hated it, this week I was bought in. With the way, because I think the difference was like whatever he called him last week, I didn't like that. I was thinking of it differently. Whereas this week, like he said, high profile players. All right, so they're not the big dogs, the big lions. They're just the higher profile players. Got it.
He did say lions and hyenas this week, I think.
Yeah, I did like that actually. Because he's the Tiger King.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Lord.
All right. So then your girl gives her reward to Nick.
First of all, an actual reward challenge. When's the last time we saw one of those?
One last week?
I don't. I mean, I'm no. sure they. No. They had the.
It was mixed in with the immunity challenge.
Yeah.
It wasn't two separate. This is the first time they've done two separate challenges.
Right. Or at least that they've showed two separate challenges. I think they've done them, but I guess for time. You know, it's almost like, man, I really wish every episode this season was 2 hours instead of one. I mean, I'd be all for it. I mean, I can't get enough.
I agree.
But
because like when they divided into teams and they were doing it like playground style, where you get a captain and they pick, they didn't show any of that. Well, all of a sudden, it was just like these are the teams.
Well, they've long since stopped showing any of that. I think they used to way back when, but now they just say, oh, here's the teams. It was done at schoolyard. Pick 'em. Here's the captain. Here's the captain. It was a pretty close challenge, which was exciting, but it really was, even if Sarah, you know, had good intentions of doing that, I mean, it's like, and we saw the reaction, like everybody isn't going to care. It's perception. It's just perception that it's a game move.
It kind of put a target on her back, but then when her name got thrown out, it quickly got, she was like, oh, you're not going to say my name. You know, that's the death of you kind of thing. So, I mean, even though people might have thought what they thought, when it came down and her name got thrown out, they had her back.
For now. But it's still, you know, it's still something, you know, that can be used later in the future. It's just for a player who's as good as she is, you know, to kind of make that mistake. I mean, I could say that I'm not starving out on an island for 20-something days. I mean, who knows what it does to your mental state, but it just didn't seem like a good move at all. Really didn't. And then Nick's like, yeah, I don't care about her. He'll vote her off the next second.
Oh yeah.
You know,
it was funny. My wife was watching it and she doesn't watch Survivor and she's just having her sitting there. And when she did that, she's like, I don't understand why everybody's getting upset. Like, it's not like she gave him immunity or anything. Like, you gotta understand, these people are out on an island with nothing to do. They're fucking crazy. Like, they have nothing else to do but to sit there and try to figure out why the hidden meaning behind her doing that. Like, that's all they have to do is to sit there and think.
That is a huge, I mean, just like, you know, commodity, right? The favor, the food, the information, the knowledge, like, that's currency in Survivor. So you do somebody a favor like that, then, you know, historically speaking, that's a gesture. Sometimes it's a sign of an alliance, like, hey, I'm going to give it to my friend over here, or I'm trying to build a bridge, which is absolutely right that they thought that. I do believe Sarah that she did it as a human, because I believe that's the kind of person Sarah is. She let her heart get in the way. But did it put a target on her back? Maybe for a little while. But again, like Tyson said, he's adapting to the game. He's understanding this is not you get your team and you block your vote. It's confusion is king. All right. And I love that Tyson just went out and stirred the shit up. Yeah. He's got confusion it. He figured it out.
Confusion was definitely king. I mean, just before they even went to the vote, you know, I think Jeremy was hilarious because every time they come up with him with a new name, he's like, wait, what? Like, he was freaking out. He's like, what are y'all talking about? What's going on? Like, he's just sitting there chilling and people keep walking up to him with like, four or five different names, and he's like freaking out every time.
And then Ben's paranoia, he starts to go to people that never even said anything. He's, I heard you said. And so Ben's only creating his own shit. I mean, it was Tyson, like, one thing he did and it just set fire to the whole camp, and it was amazing to watch. It was awesome. Yeah, it was like great.
First, you know, they were just talking two names at first, and then it just went, like they said, then chaos erupted, you know, and it was just crazy.
I don't all understand the names that were getting thrown out. Like, how this is the part I don't understand is if eight of us are in a group.
Oh. Yeah.
There he goes. Yeah, he took his toy back, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
You took his
pot, Daddy. Can y'all go?
You want me to meet you? You want me to meet you while you take care of this?
Yeah.
I thought.
There he goes. All right. So if eight people are in a block, like literally standing in a circle talking and saying, we're going to vote out Nick tonight, or we're Adam, whatever we're going to do. I don't understand how you can walk away from that and let one person on the outside of that majority come in and cause that chaos.
It is kind of crazy because they are still at the point where they can still do the giant block and kind of pick people off, even though, look, eventually they're going to have to turn on each other. That happens. But for now, survive in advance. It seems like an easy decision to just pick off Michelle or pick off Nick.
I guess if you were in that eight-person block and then you get a whisper that another name came out, your paranoia says, am I not in on the real plan? So you still go to talk to the person you trust most, who talks to the person they trust most, who talks to the person they trust most, and it just keeps going around and around and around, and next thing you know, you got 18 names being thrown out, and there's only 12 contestants.
Right.
Wait a minute, didn't we already vote out Rob?
And that's the thing, too. Like, when you hear your name, you're like, oh, shit. Then you got to scramble and try to divert, deflect, just toss out a name. Like, at some point, somebody tossed out Tyson's name. Like, hey, what about Tyson? You know, just everybody's name gets just tossed out. It does make for good television. I'll say that.
Yeah. And then, I mean, just Tribal Council, it even got crazier because everybody's whispering. People are standing up and walking around. And I'm like, what the hell?
I think it was kind of hilarious, too. I mean, I think in more recent seasons, it's become more commonplace to have all these conversations like this at Tribal. I mean, I remember when this was a new thing a few years ago, and now all of a sudden it's commonplace, but everybody is whispering and talking to each other. Meanwhile, Ben and Adam are just going at each other, and everybody else is kind of ignoring them, just talking stuff. It was awesome.
It's kind of like they were kind of listening to Adam and what he was saying in the background, and is, I don't know if the vote was going in his direction, but he definitely did not help his case by arguing back and forth with Ben like that.
Made him look well. So if you're Adam and you're, I mean, clearly he knew what he was going to do, but at the same time, he made that was his bold play, was to pick a fight with Ben to maybe try to paint a target on Ben's back, but. While you're fighting with Ben or arguing with Ben, everybody's talking no one's even paying attention to what you are saying or doing. You're now a distraction for them to essentially plot to vote you out, and you're not picking up on the Adam. I think Adam, something happened to where in the last 2 or 3 weeks, he completely lost control of his own game. He was, maybe he was playing from the back or something. He was playing desperate.
He was trying to play incredibly hard, trying to make a lot of moves, and it just kind of backfired on him. I mean, when he went to talk to Ben, and he mentioned, yeah, they're throwing out names, and he's, Ben's like, who? And he could never answer him. He got caught in a lie.
Because he was the one who said it.
Right, right. He got caught in a lie.
Right, yeah. Which was not the first time. So, I mean, I get, like, yeah, Adam did need to go. It was the right move, but not because he's a threat, but because he's just – apparently he's playing a solo game.
Well, and he's kind of going back and forth. You can't really trust him.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the big thing. You can't trust him because he's,
well, none of the high profile players could trust him.
Right.
Because he wasn't in
Lions.
Right. I mean, again, you think about it, they had their pick. It was Nick, Michelle, or Adam. They had their pick. It didn't matter which one they voted out. As long as it was one of those three, they were happy. Tyson's found his way into the high profile player bracket, which I love. Yeah, right, Jason. Once the question is, are they going to eat through these three before they start picking each other apart, or is it going to be your classic save one to
swing
to swing a majority, right? And so I would hope if they do that, Nick is the one that they save.
But it'd be interesting if one of them gets immunity.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, is Denise a high profile? Is Denise in Tony's club?
I mean, they're not really. No, I mean, who is it? It's Tony and it's Jeremy and it's Tyson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are kind of the three
Tony,
quote unquote high profile left.
There's another one. I think Sarah, because Tony and Sarah have a side alliance.
Right.
Sarah, plain and tall.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. Kim, I mean, I don't know. It's. Kim was down on her season, but it doesn't feel like she's not very outspoken.
I think, all right, so if they're right now, the bigger bubble is includes Kim and Denise and Sarah. If Tony's in that
Sophie,
middle,
right,
and
he,
and Sophie, Sarah, Tophie. if Tony and Sophie form an alliance like that, that's
Sophie.
But yeah, so you could definitely see using Nick though to edge out your Sophie and Aaron, or whatever her name is, the one that won immunity. I can never remember her. She's so forgettable.
Kim. She, except
like Aaron.
I mean, she only played once, but she did dominate her season. It was kind of a forgettable season. It wasn't a great season, but she had a good performance. It just wasn't a good season.
Yeah. But she's a challenge dominator.
She did win immunity this week. Yeah,
right.
She did win
immunity she's not a social threat to this game. She's a challenge beast.
Yeah, and I feel like she's not. She doesn't seem to be getting a winner's edit either, so I can't imagine her winning.
So if you're going
by edit,
you're looking at Tony, Tyson.
I mean, Jeremy's getting a lot of time too. I feel like at some point, whenever they do use somebody to flip and knock somebody out, like they may try to break up Sarah and Sophie, but I feel like they're going to make a move first. I think Jeremy, because to me, Jeremy is – probably the, like, he seems to be the one controlling that group, even though he doesn't want to appear to be controlling the group. He's controlling the group. So to me, that's the first one of the big ones that gets knocked out.
Is he controlling by letting Tony be his mouthpiece? Because it looked, right, if you're on the outward appearances, it looks like Tony's controlling that group. But that's just because Tony's the one who's going to talk. Mm-hmm. But is Tony executing Jeremy's vision?
It seems like it so far, but at some like point...
Dance, my puppet.
Puppet master.
Yeah.
That's the thing, because otherwise they're going to go for Sarah and Sophie, but then Sophie have to realize at some point they got to flip it back the other way.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's going to be your first big, you know, like what's going to happen? It, you know, either or. Because to me it seems like, well, Denise should go with the women.
Yeah, and I hate that shit. I hate when it's divided by sex.
Well, I mean, they just happen to be women, but in terms of, like, the lower profile players, you know.
Oh, that's sexist of you, Jason.
Hey, Nick's in there with him.
Women are lower profile.
Nick's in there with him. Nick's in there with him.
Nick's kind of a woman.
Oh, come on, guy.
With his blazer.
Oh, my God.
It's fine.
It was kind of funny at Tribal when they were all, like, arguing and stuff, and Rob's like, somebody's going to need therapy on Extinction Island.
I think at that point he knew it was going to be Adam too. And another thing was crazy, like after all the whispering and they sat down and Adam kind of asked the group what's going on, and the silence.
Oh,
the silence was amazing.
How awkward was that?
Yeah.
Oh, I felt bad for him at that point. Oh my God, that has to be hard. And so, of course, then he gets up. Now, this is the best part.
How awesome would it have been if that was an actual idol?
I was hoping it was. I was too.
When Probst was like, do you think, well, he's like, well, I guess it's not. He's like, are you sure it's not? Like,
I know. I was
shit.
Like,
maybe it is. And he's like, no, I'm just fucking with you. It's a part of the podium.
Well, but like he just doing that more. He's like, you know, that would be the first time. That, what an incredible thing.
And hiding like, in plain sight the first time that if you won. Yeah. And he was just fucking with him the whole time. Adam's like, yeah, like getting his hopes up. Like, yeah. Nah, sorry.
You could tell Jeff was like, oh, this is great. I'm going
to. I would have kept pulling on that son of a bitch till I broke it off.
Yeah. He's like, yep, here's my idol. I'm playing it.
Here's my idol, motherfucker. I'm playing it.
It's a fleur de lis.
Oh, my God. He shouldn't have got it just for that reason.
Well, I think that's why he didn't. The next person who calls it a fleur de lis will work.
Yeah, we'll get it. I definitely think that's why.
He's like, you know how like Jeff's like, I'm sorry, a fleur de lis is not the immunity.
But
I
a fleur de lis is.
Right. It's like Wheel of Fortune.
Like Wheel of Fortune. Oh, shit.
You got to get it right.
Yeah, you got to say, you got to pronounce it exactly correct.
That's right.
Or it doesn't count.
I mean, who says fleur de lis?
Yankees.
Adam.
Gee, that when he started calling it a fleur de lis, that's when I started rooting for him to go home.
Makes sense.
You don't mess with the fleur de lis.
Yeah.
Nope.
So and look,
although it's honestly though, if you think about it, if the idol that Denise played had a, I mean Denise played had a fleur de lis, then it does stand to reason. Especially if it's an identically look, you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I think when they showed the clips,
it looked pretty similar.
And if that, the question is, if I guess that was always on the podium, but imagine if it had only appeared after she played it, right? But either way, it was believable that, hey, why not? The Survivor gods can make anything an idol that they want. And I thought that would have been, I think Adam had the best idea. He had a better idea than any of the producers had. That would have been genius.
Yeah.
I wonder if they gave like Probst I wonder if he has the pull to be like
turn it
into an idol. Yeah, just be like, yeah, it is an idol.
Well, Jeff Probst is the Survivor god to decide those things. So yeah, he could be like, I give this talisman power over you.
I wondered if somebody else went up and grabbed it other than Adam. Like, if somebody he liked or something, he'd be like, yeah, that's an idol.
That's right. If Boston Rob did it, yep, that's your idol.
That's an idol.
I'm sorry, that's Boston Rob's idol. You can't touch it.
Yes. So, you know, yeah, look, I definitely give him props for attempting it. I mean, I know it, you know, maybe didn't look great, but, I mean, you got to try, especially when you know you're kind of on the outs. I give all the props to him for trying, and, look, he's not – you know, Adam's not one of the more, you know, one of the power players per se or one of the strong personalities, but he entertained me for 8 or 9 weeks, you know.
And I do remember Adam's season a little bit, and I remember him playing, and I remember liking him. He's a likable player, and he's not somebody you root against. Although in this particular season and the last
he seemed like a snake this season.
He slipped. He wasn't on his game. He wasn't like – you remember when Cochran came back and played his second time? Like, because that's kind of like, they're in that nerdery category, right? The nerds that play the game. Cochran's second time around was masterful. Isn't that the one he won?
Yeah. Cochran,
he lost the first one, but he won the next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he wrote the book. He teaches a class on Survivor. I mean, Cochran's just like awesome. I'm surprised.
I thought Johnny Cochran died.
Haha. Not quite. So, all right. But, all right. So, going back to the idol things that are idols that can be idols. So, I do look back at the first Survivor all the way to this Survivor, and I love the evolution of the game that, like, there's now so many types of power. I do picture, like, there's this island, and, like, you're finding these talismans, and it's got magical powers or not, and all this kind of
stuff. Kind of like Lost.
Yeah, I mean, it is, right? And so now we've got a new, like, they've never had a 50-50 power.
Now, would you have spent the money on it?
I wouldn't have spent 4 tokens on that. Not a 50-50 shot. I wouldn't have spent
You say that, but what's to say that she would have even gotten another opportunity to buy anything?
That's true. This is true, too.
I am surprised that they were going to charge for, because they probably could have – I mean, obviously, they ended up getting it, but they could have done 2 or 3 and I think would have increased – you know, would have made sure, well, she'll definitely buy it for that, and at least they'll get that many tokens. I was surprised that they actually charged for it, because I didn't think they were going to get it. But when it's you can kind of get your hands on any kind of advantage you can.
That is true. Like, you do it because you don't know, and whether it's all your tokens or not. 4 tokens is the most expensive thing I think that was ever sold on the island so far.
And that was Michelle, right, that got that?
I hope it comes up as not safe. She just gave it.
And Jeff can just go, ha-ha.
Now, if they sold it for 4 and they bought peanut butter for everybody with it, peanut butter's only 1 token. They still have 3 tokens.
Unless they bought 4 jars of peanut butter.
If I was Parvati, I'd buy 1 and save those 3 tokens for when the challenge comes.
Yeah.
She didn't have to tell everybody how much she sold it for. She just had to tell them that I'm going to get peanut butter for y'all.
I guess we'll find out next week, huh? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Now, do you think the fortune cookies were there on purpose to make sure that she bought it? I mean, come on. An empty purse fulfills the heart. They might as well have written, Michelle, buy the damn thing.
It would have been interesting if they put clues in there. You know, because they were checking those boxes, like they were checking the bottom of them and everything for idols or clues or something.
Which, on a reward like that, no, they wouldn't be. But the merge, I was surprised there wasn't anything at the merge feast, because there's always something at the merge feast.
Maybe there was, and they just didn't find it.
I don't know. I think if there was something, they would have found it. I mean, these people are savvy enough.
The producers would have whispered.
Right.
Oh, what's up? All right. So, any final thoughts you got on it? I think we kind of went through the episode. We talked about everything. I'm still sticking with I don't even know who I'm riding. Who's my bet on?
You have your Extinction Island, and then you have your still in the game player.
I think I got Tyson in the game as my long shot, but my Rob is my real long shot. I guess all my picks are long shots, but yeah, I'm taking old school Rob.
Yeah, I've still got Wendell on Extinction and Sophie in the game.
Yeah,
I've got Parvati on Extinction and Denis on in the game.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, we're definitely getting to that point where it's as crazy, you know, as some of these episodes have been. Like at some point, you know, the real kind of lines or pods as you windle it down have to be starting getting clear. We're about to see some blind sides coming up soon, I think. And I also, while this challenge was fine, the immunity challenge, I don't like having 2 kind of like quote-unquote endurance challenges in a row. You know, I don't want this just to turn into a bunch of endurance challenges. I like some challenges where you got to go through an obstacle, do a puzzle, do something. And I hope that's what the immunity challenge is next week.
All right, Scott.
No, I mean, we'll see what happens next week. I'm interested. I'm looking forward to it. It was a good episode this week. A lot of intrigue, a lot of whispers. So, you know, I'm hooked. I look forward to it now, you know, every week. So, they
they got him.
Probe still annoys me.
You going to watch next year?
Yeah, I'll probably watch next year. Probe still aggravates me with the talking during the challenges.
For people like you, next year will be a letdown because it's going to be probably all new players.
Yeah.
Although sometimes they follow these up with like 18 newbies and 2 veterans. Or, you know, sometimes they'll kind of do a little bit of that. Or
I mean, that's even assuming who knows when we get a next season because filming's delayed with everything going on.
True.
They
can only have 10 people.
Right, panic on his face. I think next season will be...
I heard that the next season was in the can already. It's the following season, which they will have time for. I did hear that they had both seasons recorded.
No, I think they filmed this one before they filmed the last one. They filmed them back-to-back, but they filmed this one first, and then...
No,
the last one.
No,
back to back.
No.
They filmed. They filmed
wrong.
Okay.
Because Rob and Sandra on the last one, and Sandra sat there and said, "I sat there."
Oh yeah,
there
that's right. Okay, 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 okay.
I don't know where you're getting your news, but it's clearly not the Survivor thread on Reddit.
I am wondering. Like, I think the next two. I don't know that there's one already in the can. You may want to double check your.
I heard that both of them were in the can, unless it was the last one and this one in the can.
That's what I think happened. Because okay. they do tend to film two of them back to back, and then they show them one in the fall, one in the spring.
Yeah. Yeah, they film them during the summer or something like that during hurricane season when it's the most dangerous.
Right.
Yeah. Jason's got masters on the brain.
Let me ask you this real quick. So here's my final thought. So the last X number of years, it's been on the same islands. It's one of the Pacific Islands, or a little chain in that archipelago or something over there, but. Do you miss the days when they would change locations? Remember, it used to be Marquesas, and then it was China, and then they had Africa, Australia,
right?
All that kind of stuff. I mean, do you miss that, or is the setting not the important piece anymore? And it really is. You don't need. I do love the beautiful water and the island.
Yeah, I don't think it matters that much. I mean, you know. Going to an African savannah, that's obviously very, very different. But, you know, you want to go to a place that's just got, like, muddy creeks and shit. Like, you got this beautiful ocean.
Louis Survivor,
HD, right? I'm okay with it as it is. As long as they keep having challenges in the water, you know, I'm okay with it.
Okay. All right. That's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Survivor podcast. Saints podcast, XFL podcast.
What's that?
Premier League podcast. Yeah, I know, right? We may never be able to do that again. All right, anyway, follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol US and at Dome Patrol UK. Like us on Facebook to watch live broadcasts. Like us on YouTube to watch live broadcasts. Follow us on Twitch. We'll start live broadcasting there once we get that going. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, that's Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Fleur de Lis donkeys.
The tribe has spoken. Crowd, she's moving under me. Got your tidal waves out on the sea. Suffer smoke up in the sky. The parrot heads, all they know how to fly.
I don't know where I'm gonna go in the volcano of love. My girl quickly said to me, hey James, you'd better watch your feet. That lava comes out soft and hot. You better lava me now or lava me not. I don't know where I'm gonna go in the volcano blood. Hey, Mr. Utley! Count what I'm worth. Hey, I just left the planet Earth. But to where I go, I hope there's rum. After these two shows, I'm gonna have me some.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm gonna go.
Don't want to land in Mexico.
No, no, no.
Don't want to land in the 3 Mile Island. Don't want to see my skin glow.
No, no, no.
Don't want to land at Comanche Sky Park or in Nashville, Tennessee.
No, no, no.
Don't want to land in the San Juan Airport. Customs there, they hassle me.
No, no, no.
Don't want to land in San Diego. I
I'd rather land where I can't see.
No, no, no.
Go to land in a gold procedure. Cincinnati's fine with me.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where I'm gonna go in the